Welcome to the SearchHealthIT.com podcast, where SearchHealthIT.com editors interview leading experts on IT strategies for healthcare leaders.
Hi, this is Don Fluckinger on site at the 2013 mHealth Summit in the greater DC area. I'm here with Harry Greenspun, MD. He's a senior advisor of healthcare transformation and technology for the Deloitte Center for Health Solutions. He's one of the speakers at the mHealth Summit, and we're going to talk about some of the challenges to implementing mHealth in the healthcare system today. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Well, I guess, what is the focus of this year's mHealth Summit in your perspective? I mean, a couple years ago it was, look at all these new startups, and this year there's more of, in my eyes, sort of a more focus on regulatory and data security. But what are you seeing?
Well, you know, as you noted, every year this is really about a lot of people bringing a lot of technology, not necessarily a lot of solutions. And so one of the things that we see year over year is, you know, what's new, what's interesting. And then after, so we deal with that hype, becomes one of the barriers, suddenly realizing that privacy is a barrier or is an issue, or regulatory issues are an issue. And what we haven't seen yet is the long line of providers with success stories about what they've done. I think we're still in the early stages.
Yeah. So also the Food and Drug Administration's presence here is very interesting. You don't often see a commissioner come and do a keynote address, because I won't say they play their cards close to their vest, but they're not very, very public as far as addressing groups of developers, whether it's device developers or drug developers or, in this case, software developers. What is the significance in your mind that the FDA is here?
Well, you know, in the entrepreneurial world, I mean, the FDA is a very scary organization. And what we see time and time again is a lot of companies will do whatever they can to avoid FDA regulation. And as a result, what they wind up doing is living in this space of kind of wellness and fitness. Because really, the deeper you go into healthcare, the more likely you are to fall under regulation. And the regulations that came from the FDA were pretty long overdue, but they did come out, which basically said that if your app emulates a medical device or controls a medical device or has some other issue related to regulated devices, then you're a regulated device. What's interesting is that I think that more people are looking at the FDA as sort of a ceiling not to go through, as opposed to an opportunity really to create applications that will really have a profound impact on healthcare.
Do you think the FDA being here will sort of change some developers' minds? A lot of developers that I talk to, their perspective is, you know, I'm going to go back to Silicon Valley and work on something that doesn't have all these hurdles put in. I just want to build it and sell it.
Yeah, well, you know, I think the issue, and what came up in our panel this morning, was the issue about what's sort of the business model and, you know, what's the ROI. Again, for most of these apps that fall in this, health space as opposed to healthcare, the market's relatively small for those. Its ability to have a big impact on healthcare will be small, versus the ones that really sort of tie into tie into electronic medical records, tie into what I'd call mainstream healthcare, integrate with those, share information with those, deal with protected health information. Those will have a bigger impact, and people will actually pay a lot more, not necessarily the individuals buying the apps, but providers, pharma, payers, others who need to use these kind of apps. And that's where the business model is. So if you want to live in the space where nothing's regulated, I think the return will be similar to, or commensurate with the impact you can have.
Right. So you're sort of looking at these apps that will, in your mind, be more successful. They're sort of part of the infrastructure of pushing these large data systems to patients, to other practitioners through their mobile devices?
Yeah, I mean, the mobile health will actually be an extension of what we see healthcare. And we're also seeing healthcare itself extending in the sense that we're getting an appreciation that a lot of information that is a predictor of healthcare is not actually health information. It's how much exercise you get, and it's you know, the kind of food that you buy, and the places you go, and the hobbies you have. Are much better predictors of your health care than what might be tied up in an electronic medical record. But importantly, if the data you're collecting or the app that you have isn't connected back to the system, it's going to be hard to show that you had an improvement, hard to show you achieved some sort of outcome, and therefore, a thin business model.
Right. Right. Well, it seems that this year there have been a lot of roadblocks put up to health IT. I mean, we have just last Friday it was announced stage 3 of meaningful use is going to be delayed or extended or whatever adjective you want to use. And you know, we have the FDA stepping in and developers are saying it's going to stifle our innovation. You know, and you know, then you get the physicians talking about how their EHRs are unusable because the interfaces are just so difficult to manage while doing healthcare. And then beyond that, the systems aren't interoperable, so you might have a health system with 40 different EHRs that don't talk to each other. What gives you hope that health IT can transform anything?
Well, you know, I think the thing is, you look at any other industry, and you look at the way those have been transformed by IT. I remember having a bank book as a kid, right? But right now, I wouldn't think of going to a bank that didn't have, online banking and an extensive mobile app. And it's not necessarily that my needs have changed as a consumer, but my expectations have risen. So when, you know, a couple years ago, my bank's mobile app could tell me maybe what was in my account and then maybe where, based upon GPS, where the nearest ATM was. Now I can deposit checks from my phone. When you look at what consumers are doing in retail and in travel and other areas, those expectations are coming to healthcare. And I think it's going to take us a while to get it right because healthcare is very complicated. We have a different set of regulation, which a lot of people in the entrepreneurial and technology world are not that familiar with. But ultimately, consumerism is going to drive a lot of this. Our unsustainable costs are going to drive a lot of this, and we need to have solutions.
What's going to inspire those developers that are just getting familiar with the healthcare way of doing things? What's going to keep them sticking around to see it through?
I think the exciting thing is that, you know, we've had a lot of interesting technologies in healthcare that have been around for a long time, and they really haven't gotten much traction. And the reason is not a technology problem. Look at telemedicine as an example. Telemedicine's been around since the 1920s. It hasn't caught on broadly, not because of a lack of technology, it's because of a lack of aligned incentives, lack of reimbursement. And as we move our healthcare system into a value-based or outcomes-based reimbursement model, suddenly it opens the door to a lot of innovation, where ways to share information or coordinate care or engage consumers or to do sophisticated analytics, any of these areas, become much more important and actually have an ROI for health systems, for pharma, for payers, for the government, and again, for individuals. We think about the launch of the health insurance exchanges with a lot of these plans going out to individuals with a very high amount of out-of-pocket expenses. People need tools to make better decisions. They need information. So again, it's really opened the door for innovation.
Well, you also hit upon a couple other things there when you talk about health reform, payment reform, health exchanges. That's in some circles across the Potomac here is a political football. I mean, do you think these models have a chance of lasting beyond a few years?
Well, you know, I think a lot of the issues in healthcare reform, really about related to value and really about accountable care and those sort of things, those principles have been around for some time. And that's a movement that the industry has been going for some time. And it's not just in government. You see a lot of private payers and others doing this. And you go globally, same kind of thing, where governments and employers and others saying, look, we're not getting the value out of the money we're spending on healthcare. We need to get better value. So we're going to pay for what happens, the outcomes that we get, as opposed to the volume of work that people do.
And you feel that IT can be the enabler of these new models and can actually help make a difference after they count all the...
Well, we're going to have IT, right? So we think about everything that we need, right? If you, you know, in order to demonstrate value, you have to have data. In order to extend your network and coordinate care, you have to share information. So there's no way that we can achieve the kind of, you know, things that we need to achieve. And it's not just in the care of clinical care. It's also in population health and public health. It's in research. That unless we have this information available digitally and we can share it in a way that puts adequate protections on people's privacy and engenders trust, we can't make any of the gains that we need to make to create a sustainable system.
All right. Well, this has been a great conversation. Thanks a lot for your time.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening to the SearchHealthIT.com podcast. For more information and resources about healthcare technology and electronic health records, please visit searchhealthit.com. Thank you.